You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Robin Podcast,
we talk about slapping rubber from Vulcan in self-defense, how sometimes you fall in when trolling your competition, and making new friends in Texas jail.
All that and more on episode 142 of the Robin Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Mr. Rob, it's snowing outside, Cast.
It is snowing. It's December. We are a couple weeks away from Christmas.
Yeah, well, it's not actually snowing right now, but it's a little burr.
It's burr, yeah, but it's, you know, Canada burr.
Yeah, so Canada burr means we're out in shorts anyways, going like, hey, it's cold, eh?
Cold,
yeah,
eh?
A little nippy. I swear to God, you go to the corner store to go pick something up, and then you turn around, there's a dude wearing winter boots but wearing summer shorts.
Yeah.
Just summer shorts and then wearing a jacket on top. Like, it's like, yeah, I was kind of comfortable in the house. I wanted something at the store, so you know, you don't put on pants for that. That's a formal occasion.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, you put on pants to go to the store?
Yeah, why are you wearing shorts? What are you, the fucking king of Bayonne? You want me to get dressed up for you? Is there some sort of ceremony I need to do here? Yeah, I'm here to get some fucking pack of Tamoriers in the fucking O. Henry bar. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. If you want me to fuck you, apparently I'm ready.
Apparently I'm ready, yeah.
Yeah, I'm one layer away.
This is drop and go, baby. This is drop and go. Oh, that's the worst. When you just decide, okay, I'm going to keep my shorts on, and then you run to the store, and then you realize, hey, I'm only wearing my shorts, and my boys are flapping in the wind there. I can't run too fast because one sharp tug, and you're like, hey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We've all been there.
And then you got to make sure that rope is tied, you know, your cord around your pants, or your shorts are tied. Tight enough, because the last thing you want to do is, okay, $1, $2.
Oh, no.
Well, I see you brought small change.
Yes.
Excuse me?
Is that your coin purse, sir? Well, that's just sitting also, too. It's like, even if you drop a loony on the ground or a quarter, you're like, well, I'm not picking that up.
Yeah.
Guess I just donated that to the store. Yeah. The custodial staff.
Yeah. And for the uninitiated, a loony, if you don't know, it's not a crazy person.
No.
It's our $1 coin because it has a bird called a loon on it. So, of course.
Exactly.
Hey, it looks like a loony.
A loony.
Loony.
And our $2 coin? Toonie.
Yeah, we're original. You know what's funny is that there was like two bears fucking. No, on the on our $2 coin, there were two bears originally. And so, or whatever it was, there's a bear on it. So somebody was trying to get the word. There was a group of people who wanted us to not use the word toonie, but double loon.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. At the beginning, man, people were like, oh, a toonie or a double loon. And we're like, nobody's saying double loon.
Yeah.
And there was like this group that was like, you know, like you could tell some old guy who wanted that coin to stick so he could tell everybody he came up with the term. And everybody's like, it's a stupid, no, toonie.
Yeah.
Double loon.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no loon bird on the $2 coin. There's two bears or a bear or whatever they put on. But it's, but it's the toonie because you have a loony and then you have a
Our friends over in Australia and New Zealand know what we're talking about because everything over there ends with E.
Right.
Right. So you're going to do a drink and a shoe, they call it a shoey.
A shoey. Okay.
You want to use your barbecue, call it a Barbie.
Yeah. When they have a drink of beer in a can, it's tinnies.
Tinnies. That's just the way they are. We kind of do that a little bit here too. Right. Yay. It's a little bit of a Commonwealth type
thing. Yes, exactly. And we all have the queen on our money. So.
Yeah, exactly. You know, she's getting on in age, but she's still around with us.
She is. And now I'm sure I've said this before, but that's when the princes got married, like, you know, Prince William got married like 7-8 years ago, and then Prince Harry got married this year. You can imagine at their bachelor party, and they would go to the strip club, and then they're going to tuck, and the money they tuck into the stripper's G-string has a picture of their grandmother on it. You know what I mean? Isn't that fucked? It's like, nobody else cares. It's just, oh, it's just...
Look, I know it sounds fucked up, right? But, you know, I've been there where you're just kind of, you're like, hey, this is kind of too close to home.
Right. You know?
When my brother was getting married, I had to go pick up Uncle Andre. Uncle Andre has special needs, right? So he doesn't drive. So we went to pick him up. And as we went to pick him up, my grandmother, God bless her soul, happened to be there in her nightgown. Her see-through nightgown. Wearing more like her super armored underwear underneath, you know? So that went from like, you know, from crush level all the way halfway up her stomach, and then in one of those super military bras there that could hold back a tank. And, you know, and you're just kind of like, oh, geez, grandma, come on. She's like, you'll bring him back and make sure he's not too drunk. I'm going to need a drink. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you don't want to drink.
You know what? I love that. When you get old, you just don't give a fuck, man.
Oh, yeah. I used to be, I'm sure we mentioned this before, like 20 years ago, I used to be a courier back in the day, and I remember doing a delivery. It's like, oh, come on in, open the door, and there's a elderly lady in nightgown sitting on her couch. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? This is like this is the beginning of the worst porno ever.
I thought I ordered a pizza. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I did not.
Well, but look, I worked in telecom for a long time, right?
And right.
Back in the day, I used to work residential, so where people would say like, oh, I want a phone line to call this company. We go install the phone line. Well, we've heard, you know, our technicians would call us, and they would say certain things like, oh, you want me to go where? At what time? No, I'm not going in that neighborhood after 5 o'clock.
Yeah, so. I think, yeah, we talked about this literally last week.
Yeah, this is Canada, right? Well, there are times where you would go and be like, oh, okay, sorry, I'm not ready for you to come fix the line. We have a problem here today. Can you come back on Monday? We'd be like, no problem. We'll rebook him for Monday. Guy shows up on Monday, and then now it's commonplace now. But back then, going back 10, 15 years ago, it was less common where all of a sudden that person that you were dealing with, Mr. So-and-so, was a Miss So-and-so by Monday.
Right.
Right? To fully transition, like as in, I just the dress, I don't know if it's just, but it was like all pink outfit, pink hair, full makeup, and then completely different voice. And he's like, come on in. And then the tech was like, what is happening?
What's going on?
He's like, I'm just here to stuff. He's thinking to himself, okay. All right, whatever. I'm just doing my job.
Of course, yeah. Right? Like,
and
whatever.
Then he saw the full line. He goes, but he goes, everything was picked in the house. He goes, it wasn't on Friday, but by Monday, the couch was covered in pink. The tree was entirely pink.
So not only did the person transition, which is cool, but the whole...
Yeah, the whole place. So he was just like, I was here Friday, and this was not the same place. I'm like,
was it like a Care Bear stare? Like a Care Bear walked in and pointed its belly at the and change. You know how they have that little beam and they change shit. Like, is that what fucking happened?
Was that transition bear? I don't know. But anyways, it was like to him, he was just like, okay, well, what, you know, he sees all kinds, but he was just like, he goes, I've never seen a transition from like within 3 days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
You know, you think you're walking into just like a department store, and by Monday you're in Disneyland. You're like, what happened?
Right, right.
So he was like, no, stuff like that would happen all the time. We'd hear stories about like, oh yeah, yeah. How do you put that? Oh, they would like to reschedule the tech. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, I have to no access right now. Well, why is that? He says, well, the cops are here and they're arresting the husband.
Oh,
for like domestic violence or something, you know?
Oh, wow. So, yeah.
And then he goes, what's worse is the wife looked at me and was like, can you still install my phone? And he's like, no.
No.
The cops would let him in, you know, because it was a crime scene and they're investigating. They're not going to let a guy come in just to put it in a phone.
No.
But, like, there was so many stories. Like, we had some doozies. I'll get into them another time. But some of these stories there, they just, you'd shake your head to think, how are people like this?
Yes. And how did we get on this with your naked grandma?
Because you never know what to expect, man.
You never know what to expect. Be careful opening doors, people. Because this just broke literally after we stopped recording last week. The whole baby, it's cold outside thing. People are getting pissed off because of Carol. And it's, yes, it's about... it's very old timey and we get it, but it's just, holy fuck. Like, it just, people just went off the deep end. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Well, the problem is they're applying 2018 standards to a song and expressions.
Yes.
From back in the 40s. Right. Because in the song, she says, well, hey, what's in this drink? Well, she's not saying, hey, did you spike my drink?
Yeah.
It was a joke from way back in the 40s because of prohibition and all that. She'd be like, hey, you didn't put any booze in this drink. So they used to say that to each other, be like, hey, what's in this drink? Meaning, did you just give me like fruit juice and you didn't give me any freaking booze?
Well, yeah, that was prohibition time in the 20s. But exactly. And also, it's a dude who is not – everything is consensual, but he's not the first person on the planet to beg for sex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
Well, it was written by a husband and wife team.
Exactly.
At parties. It was kind of a big running joke, right?
Yeah.
Right. And the whole thing was back then women needed to chaperone, right? In order to be, you couldn't be out past a certain hour. Otherwise you'd be one of those fast girls.
One of those, yes. Right? You don't want to be one of those fast girls.
And you would ruin the family's reputation if they thought that you stayed out all night and the father, you know, would be just be totally upset and be like, you know, so then it was like, the whole song is about her saying like,
I want to,
she's like, I want to stay, but if I don't stay, if I stay, then all of a sudden, like, I have my aunt, I have all these people, or my dad's going to be worried, and people are going to see
me on the floors, mom's going to be up on the, exactly.
So she's like, it's my choice, I want to stay, but I don't like the fact that society's making me leave, but she's like, I should have the right to make the choice myself. Exactly. So the song is completely female-empowered. The problem is that people from 2018 are like, hey, what's in the street? They mean roofies. There were no roofies back then.
Yeah, exactly. So, but anyway, I know we're late to the party for that. It's long gone. But hey, you mean what? Fuck, man. Like, especially with what's on the radio.
It's fucking Rudolph they're going after. They're like, oh, they don't like the way that they're bullying Rudolph, so they want to pull the fucking cartoon. No. Parents, look, Gen X.
We're
Gen Xers as well.
Yes, we are.
If I did this, call your kids up and say, stop being a bunch of fucking morons. Stop being so
sensitive. So that's more of the left side going, these songs are offensive. Now, yes. I got something to say. And of course, to make things even like we do on the Roman podcast, I was leaving the mall the other day. And I guess one of the Salvation Army workers, you know how they get donation?
Yeah.
Bins and they're jingling their bells and, happy holidays. And the woman, I hear of the couple behind me, like they're like two steps behind me when I'm leaving the mall, like, it's Merry Christmas. It's always been Merry Christmas. It'll always be Merry Christmas to me. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, holy fuck, bitch, shut up. Like, I just fucking had to bite my tongue because it's like, listen, he just said happy holidays. He doesn't know if you're Jewish or if you're celebrating Kwanzaa or if you're like me, I'm atheist. I don't celebrate Christmas, but I celebrate the holidays with my family because everybody, we've talked about this before. Everybody has a certain time off. That's why next week we're going to record. The week after is our greatest hit show because it's during the holiday season. Now, also too, this goes both ways. If somebody says Merry Christmas to you, don't get fucking all pissy. It's a greeting. That'd be like me going, I'm atheist. Will you keep Christ out of my holidays? But no, Rob, don't be an asshole. Like, just take it for what it is. And if they say happy holidays, they're not trying to offend you. They're not trying to leave Christ out of Christmas or fucking Han Solo of a Hanukkah. Or
you a goodwill, whatever, in whatever form.
Exactly.
Right? Somebody can come up to you and go like, hey, happy Kwanzaa. Be like, well, happy Kwanzaa to you. I guess you celebrate Kwanzaa, you know?
Sure, yeah.
We both might be two white guys look at each other and go, oh, you don't say, well, happy Kwanzaa anyways, man. It's like they're just trying to wish you well during these
times. Glad tidings.
This is where people get to be the best of who they are. You know,
exactly.
You listen to certain songs, you feel that little burning inside you that, you know, like, no, not like you have like chili or
gonorrhea.
Something. You're like, yeah.
Gonorrhea, yeah, we all feel it. Yeah.
Like, you feel different this time of year. You want to be nicer to people and all that.
Yes.
So wishing them the best wishes in any type of form should be accepted and like, okay, hey, thanks. So whether it's right wing, left wing, center, you know, and then or to Mars or Venus.
Christmas, or Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, holidays. Like, and that's our holiday cards, which, by the way, got sent out last week. And Canada Post has been on their little breaky, strikey thing. So if it comes in late, we apologize. Not our fault. They're gone. They're on their way. So
by the first week of January, happy Orthodox Christmas.
Exactly. Happy Chinese New Year. But also too, yeah, and we put happy holidays because we don't know what you celebrate, and you know what? Who gives a shit? Like,
next year we might put like a card with all, you know, happy Merry Christmas, happy Kwanzaa,
Hanukkah, you know, this that
Hanukkah, this yeah, it, like we could have a card with all, and then, but if we do that, somebody might be like, well, you forgot Festivus or what? You know what I mean?
Exactly. So. And again, hey, I know, Roman, you celebrate Christmas, right?
I do.
We call it Christmas in our family here, but we're not practicing Christians, where it's just the holiday time, where this is where our kids get to open up gifts and everything else, and
And this is the part where Rob justifies getting the good parts of religion, but not the bad parts.
Yes, exactly. Well, you want to go over the bad parts of religion? Do we have hours?
We don't have time.
Stoning? Anybody work on the Sabbath? Anybody fucking, did you mix two blends of polycotton together? No? Okay, anyway. Rob's not getting on that fucking boat.
No, we're not talking about that. But I'm just saying, but it's good though, because even if you're not a religious person, if you still celebrate the holidays in a way that brings family together, that's exactly what you want. We're looking for the betterment of people, not this fucking bullshit about if you want it to be that, then make it that. Then you say that to people. So when people say happy holidays, you go Merry Christmas. You can just say it. And then, you've won your moral victory. Trying to make other people change their stance because you think they're wrong. That's the problem with society now, is that it's the me generation. Mm-hmm. And you should be doing what I say. But there's 7 billion people trying to say
And that's why it's going to go both ways. If somebody wishes you happy holidays, greet them back however you like, right on, thumbs up. But even if you celebrate
happy holidays, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, what? Don't get pissy.
Well, that's my religion. Go fuck yourself.
And if somebody says Merry Christmas, don't get fucking pissy with them. Just if it goes both ways, just fucking grow the fuck up. Okay, I'm fucking telling you right now.
That's what the holidays bring out in the atheists. Anger.
Anger. And what the titty fucking Christ is going on around here.
What in the goddamn hell is going on here?
Anyway, we've been rambling way too long, so there we go.
So the point is be fucking nice to each other. Yes. Don't make this come out of your radios and slap the shit out of you, all right?
Yeah, the Roman podcast tour. Just the
because you don't want to see this body squeezing through your vent of your car. It won't be pretty.
It won't be pretty.
There'll be a lot of fart noises, trust me. A lot of fart noises.
WD-40.
Just like, hang on, I'm coming up. Oh, dear God. Oh, no, I'm almost done.
Almost. So there we go. Again, our holiday cards, Christmas cards, whatever you want to call them, they're out. So you should look in your mailbox. They should be hitting your mailbox shortly if Canada Post doesn't fuck us.
Yeah, that's the point we're making through this entire argument.
Yeah, Canada Post is fucking us. But don't be precious about your fucking greetings and this and that. Just be happy. Just happy somebody's saying hi to you. Like, hey.
Yeah, exactly, because you're kind of an asshole.
If you're offended by Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, you might be an asshole. So.
No, generally, my view on the world is that everybody's an asshole, even myself. So someone says Merry Christmas or Happy New Year or, Happy Hanukkah, they're saying, hey, for today, I think you're a little less of an asshole than you normally are.
Exactly. And this time of year, I feel a little less asshole-y.
Yeah, how many assholes do you feel, Rob?
This time of year, it used to be more than it is now, but,
It's
the season.
It is the new version of Braille.
Yes, exactly. This is the season for butt squeezing.
For butt squeezing, yes.
Awesome. We're knee deep into the show. We better hop into our headlines.
For headlines, let's see. Okay, I'll tell you what. Speaking of trolling people.
Yes.
Right. Okay, so Whopper Detour. I don't know if you heard about this. Dame Drops did a great video on this, but why Burger King is sending customers to McDonald's.
Okay.
Right, so this is the epic troll. What they've done is they say, go to McDonald's or within 600 feet of a McDonald's. Open up the Burger King app. It'll recognize based on geolocation where you are.
Right.
Once it recognizes where you are, it opens up a coupon on the app for a Whopper for 1 penny.
No.
Yes. So you go to McDonald's, and once it confirms you're there, it says, fuck this place. You have 1 hour to find the closest Burger King and get yourself a Whopper for a penny. This is a promotion going on in the U.S. only.
Okay.
So I know they're thinking, hey, this is a great promotion. Well, a lot of people have done it. So if you're like a student or somebody who's low on cash, this is a great promotion. But if you're a lazy bastard like myself, if I walk into McDonald's and open the app, I'm opening a Big Mac while I read your app. You know what I mean?
And then probably hit Burger King on the way home.
Yeah, but it's just like you're already in a McDonald's. You're like, oh fuck, I'm already here. I must have a Big Mac or something, So it has backfired a little bit. Some of the customers have walked into the McDonald's, and then because it was saying like it's not unlocked, you have to get closer.
Yeah,
because it's not accurate. So they end up in the McDonald's, and then they're just like, oh fuck it, I'm here. I might as well just order from here.
Yep.
So but it is it's kind of a plus and a minus. It is getting customers to go to Burger King for their one penny. If you're broke and this is a way to save money, you're going to go to Burger King.
Of course. Yeah. Right, right?
But if you've got money and you just can't be bothered to waste your time to go to leave the store, get your vehicle, go to the other store.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not a cheap miser. You're just going to be like, oh, well, I'm here. Let's all eat here.
Hey, there's tons of people that do it. There's like coupon clippers and sweepstake. They enter everything or they like, and like if you actually pay attention and do the coupon thing or do the redeeming thing or do all these little promotions, you can actually save yourself a lot of money if you were in fact going to have a burger that day. Now, if you were just going to make yourself a peanut butter sandwich at home, well, now you're not saving yourself any money because now you're driving around all over town going to two places for a Whopper. You know, so, you know, there's a little logistics involved, but yeah, hey, it's a cool idea. Like I remember, way back, I used to be, bigger.
Fat. And,
yes. Fat. Okay. You said it. Fat. Let's lay it out there. And I used to have an affinity.
No, I don't want anybody to think they use that word. Okay. Those are our word. Okay. Cause I'm fat and I'm allowed to say it.
Okay. Sure. Say
it, right. Otherwise it's a fucking hate speech. Okay.
I apologize as a former.
Call people fat all you want. See if I give a fuck.
All right. So Fatty Rob was, used to love Burger King and I still do actually. I think it's great. But anyway, and I remember I loved the Whopper and I used to go in and the radio at the radio station at the time where we were growing up, it had a promotion. If you can order a Whopper and if you said the Q sent you, which was the radio station, they'd add another patty. So of course I finished work. I race over to Burger King. I'm like, I'll have a double Whopper. By the way, the Q sent me. So I got a triple Whopper, which is, I think now you can order, but this is 25 years ago where you couldn't get a triple Whopper. It just wasn't possible.
Yeah.
Like it's like bacon on a Big Mac. It just didn't happen back then. It was like, you got it your way, kind of. But so anyway, I understand the Burger King love. I enjoyed that triple Whopper. It was amazing. It was everything I thought it would be. It was the culmination of my being at the time. But yeah, that was, I had a problem. So
yeah. It's that time that, when we were back home, they opened up the first Subway restaurant.
Yes.
Right. So Subway sandwiches. And now we're in line together for the first time to order.
Right.
So you're ahead of me and they're like, well, your choices of bread are, you can have a whole wheat or you can have a Italian. You can have a 12 inch white. And then you turn around and you look at me and go, 12 inch white. I got to see this.
Yeah. And at the time, again, 25, 30 years ago, that joke was funny. Yeah. So you guys can all fuck yourself if you'd like. Oh, that's a real funny joke, Rob. Yeah. Like, yeah. No, that used to be funny. That was the goal. Yeah,
exactly. Like when I was at that little corner store by where my buddy lived, and it was, they had a gumball machine. And the black gumballs were the prizes. There were very few of them. And it said, black balls wins free movies. And I remember looking at the convenience clerk and I read it and I looked back at him and I go, well, it's a predominantly white neighborhood. I swear to God, he fell. He's laughing. He fell behind the counter. You know, oh my God, who I never thought of that. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's why I'm here.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know what, guys? In like 30 years, if they ever come up with a thing called a podcast, you should do that.
You should do stand up. I've done it. Thanks.
I just don't like standing for so long.
That's right. You know, if I could just stand up sitting down, my life would be complete.
There you go. Yeah. All right. All right. Awesome. Burger King, way to go. Next headline.
Well, how about this one? Don't mess with Santa. You know, Texas is a place where you don't mess around.
Don't mess with Texas.
Yeah. Christmas. Yeah. Man arrested at Texas church after telling kids jolly that a jolly old Saint Nick isn't real.
Oh, fucker.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, basically they had protesters that were protesting, I guess, the church and the whole idea of, I guess, the holidays and whatnot.
Right.
And so they had signs up saying that, you know, Santa isn't real. So they were actually, they didn't have a permit to trespass. They thought, well, we'll show everybody. Well, yeah, you showed yourself the inside of a jail cell.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so they got arrested for it. And basically the officer was like, yep. Yeah. He's like, don't mess with Santa.
No. And again, you know, like this is just being shitty. You know what I mean, like I got Charlie. Charlie's going to be 2 in January. And she's just starting to notice, oh, what's this? There's something going on here. There's something You mean there's a big tree in our living room and there's lights and there's this little dude there. He's called Pan Noel or Santa, or you mean like it's she's like, she needs to know something's up, but doesn't quite get it. But if in 2 years' time, when Charlie's ready to be like, oh, Santa's coming. If some asshole fucked that up,
yeah.
Like she's gonna watch Dad beat the snot out of Santa.
I remember when I was told. I think I was in the third grade.
Oh no!
Yeah, I think it was in the third grade, and then one of the older boys was like, "You still believe in Santa Claus?" I'm like, yeah. You know he's not real, right? And he just went on his whole rant. I'm like, "That's not true." And then I went back home. I'm like, some guy told me this. My mom was like, "Okay, well."
Yeah,
like, you know, some stuff is us, but
don't tell your brothers. But
yeah, exactly. She's like, you know, but that's what happens. It's like you're gonna get older kids, and now that everybody knows everything about everything because of the internet,
yeah,
it's really difficult for kids to kind of believe in that. But then sometimes parents let this shit go on too long.
Yes,
you know, like I've seen like people getting to like 11 and 12 years old and still believe.
Yeah.
You know, and then when I think there was one video I saw where she was like 14 and she was completely shattered. Because she's old enough to realize she was betrayed by her parents and looks stupid in front of her friends. Her friends must have been kind of like side-eyeing each other.
Yeah, exactly. Especially for the last 7 years.
Yeah, they're just side-eyeing each other going, okay. I guess you're probably nice enough to go like, well, we don't want to ruin it for her. But at some point.
Yeah, like, oh, fuck off. Praying to Santa that you make prom queen.
Yeah. You see, like, she's dating a boy or she, you know, holding hands with a boy. And he tries to kiss her. Ha! You know, don't try to kiss me. Santa sees you, you know.
Yeah, watching.
My girlfriend's nuts. What? Yeah. He has no idea.
Although, you know, the crazy ones.
Yeah, well.
Anyway. I'm sorry, folks. That was below the belt, even for this show.
Yeah, not really. Not for this show.
Yeah. All right. So, this guy's a dick. Like, don't fuck up Christmas for kids. Come on now.
Yeah, so he got his comeuppance. He's now in jail, and he's getting his package stuffed every night.
Nice! Lump of coal.
Special delivery for you. No more.
Okay, maybe a little bit.
Santa's package is here for you. Pick it up!
Oh, no. Awesome. Okay, well, you know what? Let's hop into it. You got another headline?
You know what? I know you've heard of Elf on the Shelf, but you're my bell in the cell. Oh. Okay, so okay. Next story. Sorry, I had to say it.
Yes.
Michigan profs, so Michigan professors, to fight off school shooters with hockey pucks.
Awesome. Yeah, we could do that. Easy.
All right, man. We got an active shooter. Hey, everybody, get your pucks out, eh? The fucker's coming this way. We're just going to have retractable hockey sticks, you know, that just completely expand like a staff.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I could totally see this happening. Like, especially if they're frozen. Those motherfuckers.
You can knock out a bear if you fucking take a slap shot with a frozen hockey puck. It fucking hurts, man. Like, it's vulcanized rubber, and it's frozen.
Exactly.
If it was launched from a cannon, you could easily knock a guy out. But what they're saying is, okay, I know it sounds stupid, right? You can whip the hockey pucks at them. And if everybody has them, believe me, you're going to fucking stop shooting because it hurts.
Yeah, of course.
Right? But also the fact that if you're trying to get away from an active shooter, sometimes throwing a hard object in the opposite direction, right, will distract the guy long enough to go, oh, there's somebody behind me.
Yeah.
And while he decides to go look that way, you can run away.
Yeah.
It's kind of the theory. It's just like, it's just nice to have, you know, a hard object that you can use as a distraction as well. So they're distributing about 2,500 hockey pucks. And some people are like, well, what's a hockey puck going to do against a shooter? This is ridiculous. But, hey, you know what? I know everybody likes to think, well, we need arm this and arm that. A lot of times when you put people who are armed on campus, they either are ineffective or they end up by shooting the wrong people,
yes.
Which we saw a few months ago, right?
Yeah.
A freaking hero got shot because, you know, the cops saw him and they're like, oh, there's our shooter.
Yeah.
And they don't know when they arrive on scene. You know what I mean? So it's just like nobody's going to go, there's a shooter. Oh, wait, that's a hockey puck.
Yeah, and hockey pucks hurt. Like, okay, it's kind of, this is not a great defense for armed conflict. But, and again, you know, hey, up here, maybe, you know what I mean? It's been a while, but if you give me a nice frozen puck and a left-handed stick with a decent curve on it, I'd fuck you up.
We'll give you the good fucking pucks. Not even the black ones, all right? If you've ever played road hockey, street hockey, or even ice hockey or pond hockey, there is a puck that is even more powerful than the black puck.
The density,
and it is the lead filled orange puck.
Yes.
Right, these are practice pucks for you to work your wrists and because the puck is about, well, I don't know, about 5-10 times heavier. Yep. It feels like a ball of lead, and it's in puck form and it's surrounded by rubber. You throw this at somebody, that dude is taking a header.
And well, that's just it. It'd be almost like practicing football with a heavier football, and you're throwing that around.
With a bowling ball, or
yeah, exactly. And then when you go to throw a football, it's like, holy fuck, this is light.
Yeah, yeah. So they're interviewing the guy who took out the shooter with a hockey puck. So can you tell me exactly what happened? Yeah, okay, I saw the shooter. He was coming through the hashtag, and I dropped the puck on the blue line, and I pucked the shoot, and then you go down. And then I go to the box. I feel shame.
But then I'm out. Am I free?
Then I'm free.
Then I am free.
Then I am free.
Yeah, again, probably not a great defense against an armed, you mean, bandit or whatever you want to call him.
I'm going to start carrying a hockey puck because I think this is
an awesome. And in general, I usually do anyway.
it's required as a Canadian.
Yes, exactly. I think I may have mentioned,
please, and then you pull out a hockey puck that says like Habs or Jersey Devil.
I might have mentioned this on the show before, but it's when I was going to school in Southern Ontario, and they were having intramural hockey tournament in the gym. And it was like, you know, nurses versus dentist versus hotel restaurant management or whatever course you were doing.
Right.
So then my course was signing up, and then I would get approached after, and they're like, how come you're not signed up for the hockey tournament? I'm like, well, I'm pretty busy. I got shit to do. And like, well, you're from Sudbury, Ontario, aren't you? I'm like, yeah. Well, you're our ringer. I'm like, whoa, well, you don't even see me play. It's like, well, yeah, but this is London, Ontario, so it's way south. they just assumed, like, it's like, you have to be good because isn't it weird for you to walk around without skates on down here?
And honestly, that would be the truth for myself,
yeah,
and my family, because every year we would do hockey school, hockey camp, power skating, yes, even figure skating,
of course, Maryland. Yeah.
And then it was, seasons to try to make the select teams. That for us, it would be like that. But you didn't grow up like that. Not everybody grows up like that.
No. But it was in a gym. It was a gymnasium. It was floor hockey tournament.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So they're like, well, you're just going to be a sniper out there. It's going to be ridiculous. Like, well, no. Okay. Probably. But no. I felt a little discriminated against. You know, and it's like, hey, you should be great at basketball.
That's a stereotype. And that's
exactly. Why? Because I'm tall? Is that why I'm going to be good at basketball?
Just, you know what? Let me take my jacket. Hang on. Hold my hockey pucks.
What? Oh, my God.
You got hockey pucks in your jacket? Yeah, but they're for self-defense. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
They just look at each other like, ah, like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah,
just walked in. And it's like, I don't play hockey like everyone. Like, I know you think it's like that because I'm from the, here, hold my hockey puck. I have to take my jacket off.
Wow. Awesome. Well, you know what? We really, I think we covered.
That hockey puck is registered, so don't fucking try to take it.
Don't fucking take the puck or file the number off.
All right. That fucking number on the side there goes to the core, man.
That's right.
None of this makes any sense, but whatever.
No, sure. Yeah, but it's funny to us. So that's really all that matters someday.
Yeah. We're doing the show for me, you, and I think three other people in Boise. So we're fine.
Yeah, we're fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. We're a joke, and we appreciate all our listeners around the world.
All three.
Yeah, and sometimes we get a little bit local with our conversation.
It's all good. That's why they tune in.
Of course.
You know, they want us to get down, and they want to, especially those who are like expats, they want to hear a taste of home.
We give them a taste of home, all right.
Yeah, come on, Rick. You start doing bubbles.
Do bubbles.
Oh, geez. They take all my kids.
Yeah. Awesome. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cut you off because we're about that time. So I'm going to take care of a little bit of housekeeping. Remember, if you want to get a hold of us on social media, we are at Roman Pondencast on Twitter and Roman Pondencast on Instagram. You can catch myself. I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. And you can get a hold of Roman. He is Roman Citizens on everything, Twitter, Snapchat, Christian Grinder. whatever, Instagram, all this other good stuff. Roman Citizens. Look that up. You'll find Roman.
I'm on match.moose.com.
Match.moose there, SD. Also, too, do not forget the networks we're on. EMC Podcast Network, the Tangible Network, and we are also endorsed by Emotionally 14. Go to emotionally14.com. That's the numeric 14. Emotionally14.com and check out all the good shows there, including the other the networks, Tangible and EMC. Tons of good shows, and we're in great company, and we're really honored to be a part of those lovely, lovely networks. Also, too, don't forget our Tasty Nude campaign. You have any Tasty Nudes you want to send Roman? Like, it's holiday season. Like, come on. Anyway, so Tasty Nudes, you can send them to Roman. It is romanpodcast@gmail.com. But if you have any tasteful nudes, I'm married, but I'll happily peruse a tasteful nude.
Holiday themed nudes would be great right now.
Yeah, exactly. Holiday themed, tasteful or tasty nudes.
One of those, you know, where you have this shirt with your titty out that looks like a reindeer. I'm good for that. Send me some of those.
You're asking me? Or well, oh no, back out care listeners.
I have yours already.
Yes, of course. I was going to say.
Again?
Oh, geez, reindeer. Why the long face? Oh my. All right. So, yeah, that's RomanPodcast@gmail.com. And, of course, do not forget about our review reach rounds. If you'd like to give Roman or Rob a review reach round, go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a star rating and review.
That is a 5-star. I got a Christmas package for you, my prison bitch reach around.
There you go. And also, dude, we've had some reach arounds lately, actually. And we're not one of these shows that reads them off all the time, but we appreciate each and every one of them. And thank you very much for reaching out, as it were, or around. Whatever.
Thanks for the round reach, eh?
Round reach, eh? Right on, eh, bud? It's always a bud for some reason. I don't know why. So until next week, I'm Rob Gast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
We'll see you next time. Later.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangible Network? That's right. Go check out tangiblenetwork.com. You can look them up and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangiblenetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.